Welcome to the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast for December 3rd, 2010. I'm Allison Cleary, and with me is Tom Mullooly, president of Mullooly Asset. Tom, what are we going to be looking at today?
The pattern for the last couple of weeks has been we'll take the stocks that are mentioned by John Dorfman, the money manager and syndicated columnist. We take the stocks that are listed in the Sunday column of the business section of the Asbury Park Press. But we've discovered over the past week, Dorfman's column is published by Bloomberg, and it's published actually on Monday or Tuesday, and then it doesn't get picked up in the Asbury Park Press until the following Sunday. And so by the time you're sitting at home with a cup of coffee on Sunday morning, these stocks have already traded, and these comments have already been published for 5 and sometimes 6 days. So what we thought we would do is we're going to get a head start on the Sunday newspaper. We know what the Sunday column is already going to be discussing, and so we're going to talk about them today. So you'll get a little advance notice on what's going to be in the Sunday paper. So what kind of companies was he talking about?
Well, the first one Dorfman mentions is KLA Tencor, and actually this is a stock that Dorfman has said he's kicked himself for not buying.
Well, semiconductors have been pretty strong. The semiconductor sector pulled back over the summer, but they were terrific through 2009 and beginning of 2010. And KLA Tencor, like the rest of the stocks, has gone on a tear in the last 2 months. This stock had been trading in a range from 27 to 31, somewhere around the low 30s. And in October, this stock had a triple top break at $32. It got up to 39 where it is right now. So the stock is getting close to the top of the 10-week trading band. This is the kind of stock where if a client really wanted to buy this, I would tell them if you're typically, say, a 300-share kind of buyer or a 400-share kind of buyer, I'd be inclined to tell you, buy 100 shares here, but don't be surprised if this stock pulls back to the middle of the trading band, which in this case for KLA Tencor, the symbol is KLAC, the middle of the trading band is $35. So buy a little here if you're really interested in buying it, but don't be surprised if this stock in the future does pull back to the middle of the band before moving up. It's on a very strong buy signal, so the stock looks good, just a little overbought in the short term.
All right, well, the next stock we're going to look at is Church & Dwight, and that is actually based right here in New Jersey.
Yeah, and Church & Dwight, for people that aren't familiar maybe with the Church & Dwight name, they actually have a product that's in a lot of kitchens.
Arm & Hammer baking soda?
Yeah, right. Okay, Church & Dwight, the symbol is CHD, and the stock right now trades at $66. This stock, like many stocks, tested its support line in July and August. It bounced right off it. It's currently on a buy signal and has now bounced, pulled back to the middle of its trading band. So what happened here in the market in late November as we experienced a brief pullback, this has been very kind to Church & Dwight. This looks like a pretty good opportunity to get in. This looks like a very good stock. CHD, Church & Dwight, now about $66.
And how do you feel about FLIR Systems?
FLIR Systems, the ticker symbol is FLIR. They're in the electronics sector. This pattern worries me a bit in the sense that in August, this stock broke its support line. That's never a good indication. The stock has also now rallied up to its overhead resistance line, but it did that in October, and here we are, first week of December, the stock hasn't really budged. It's been stuck around $27, $28. It's now $28.36. I would avoid FLIR Systems. I would wait to see what's going to happen. I suspect, just based on the pattern, we're going to see lower prices coming.
All right, and the next stock Dorfman talks about is Oceaneering International.
Oceaneering International, the ticker symbol is OII. Stock right now is at $73. Stock had a very strong signal recently when it broke a triple top at 71. It's now moved up a few more boxes to 73. I would expect that the stock is probably going to hang here in the low 70s while it builds a bigger base and moves on. It's at the top of its 10-week trading band. That's the only thing that's really stopping me from putting an all-out buy on a stock like Oceaneering. Pretty good stock. Like a lot of stocks in that sector, it took a beating when the oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico blew up in late April. At that time, Oceaneering had been trading in the mid-60s. Once that catastrophe happened in the Gulf of Mexico, the stock went from the mid-60s and got actually as low as $40 in June. So had a nice run here since June. It looks like it's just digesting, but Oceaneering looks like a pretty good stock. OII.
And finally, Dorfman talks about Steve Madden.
Okay, Steve Madden, I don't know if a lot of guys will know what he actually does, but can you tell us what Steve Madden does?
Well, Steve Madden makes primarily shoes, although I do believe he's expanded into clothing, and I recommend familiarizing yourself with it for the upcoming Christmas season.
Okay, the ticker symbol for Steve Madden is SHOO, S-H-O-O. The stock has a very nice pattern. It's given three successive buy signals. It's a little extended right now. The middle of the trading band is $42. Right now it's at $45, almost $46. I know the weekly momentum just turned positive. That's always a good time to be looking at buying a stock. But on the whole, Steve Madden looks like a pretty good stock to own. Now, we also want to make sure that you're aware that these are not recommendations to buy from Mullooly Asset Management. What we do in these podcasts is we take the recommendations from John Dorfman's column. He is a money manager and a syndicated columnist at Bloomberg. He writes a weekly column that's published. These companies will be mentioned in his column that'll show in the Asbury Park Press on Sunday, December 5th. We found them online November 30th, I think. So we want to stress that what we're doing is taking Dorfman's fundamental recommendations and we're just throwing them up on the point and figure chart to see if we agree or disagree. We always suggest that you consult with an advisor before you make a decision to buy or sell anything. If you don't have an advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's MULLOOLY.net. And I believe you can also find these podcasts now on iTunes.
Wow, well, that's easy enough.
Yeah, so something to listen to while you're out on the boardwalk. Okay, everybody, I think that's it.
That'll do it.
Great. All right, we'll talk to everybody next week.